Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our Boardroom Chats. I tell you, we get so many compliments on Boardroom Chats as we travel in the United States and abroad. It's
right,
just such a blessing.
Right, and I got some testimonies if you want to start with that.
Well, if that's what you want to
you
start
know, this
with,
is number...
you're the man or the
I'm
lady.
I'm the man. I'll be the man.
You be no, the lady.
No.
Lady.
Everything's a song.
Everything's a song.
220. This is number 220.
220 testimonies?
Chat. No, chat.
Oh, okay.
This is our 220th
That's so
chat.
Nice. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which started in 2020.
Did we?
I don't know how that what that means anything, but anyway.
Read something there, Kathy.
Jane says, bless God, watching from the island of Trinidad.
Trinidad.
Thank God for the Boardroom Chats. I enjoy every topic. Such a blessing to hear Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy continue to be a blessing to the world.
Isn't that a blessing? Thank you for
that.
Saying that.
Yeah.
That's very kind. What's her name?
Jane.
Hey, Jane. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And then Ken says, watching from Australia, I'm really looking forward to being a part of the Visionary Conference live stream.
Praise God.
Brother Jesse, I'm definitely setting my faith to come one day to the conference.
You will.
There ain't Amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, and the Bible said if two of us agree,
yeah,
it shall be.
And so we have it's going to be coming up, if you don't know, by the Visionary Conference. What's the dates?
We'll talk about that in a little bit, yeah.
Okay, we'll give you those dates
yeah.
later on.
Yeah, read
anyway,
them.
And Renee says, I'm so excited for the conference. I will be there. Can't wait. Somebody else.
Is that our worship leader, Renee?
No, I think it's a different, because she's going to be there.
They
she
got more than one
there.
Renee in the world? Praise
There's
God.
There's more than one Renee.
More than one Renee. Okay.
And Iziogo, I forget how you pronounce that, watching from Nigeria.
Let me see the name.
Iziogo.
Yeah.
Close enough. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, please, I'm sorry. Emma says, I'm from South Africa, and I've really come to love the Boardroom Chats for a couple of months now. I appreciate you guys. You are on fire together.
I'll tell you what, we burn, hon. We burn.
That's right. And so Joe says, good morning, watching happily from New Zealand. It was nice to have breakfast with you.
That's nice. Hallelujah. You
that's
know,
a great
I preached
thing.
In New Zealand many years ago in Auckland.
I know.
And I wanted to go back to New Zealand.
I'll never forget. It was so powerful.
It was powerful. It was the people were so
and they, that's
sweet.
When they gave us that cloth.
That tapa cloth.
Tapa cloth.
Yeah, yeah, I'll never forget that.
It was
the
amazing.
The Maori Indians. Dance and gave me a
It was a presentation.
Wonderful...
He had it folded
gorgeous.
And wrapped it around the arms.
Yeah.
Walking, the sanctuary was upstairs. So before, as we were led into the sanctuary upstairs, they were walking backwards. We were right in front of the cloth and following them, and they were chanting something in their language. It was, and the pastor said it was a blessing.
He says, he was.
All the years that he had been there, they'd never done that to him.
He had been there 30 years.
Really?
That's what he told me.
I forgot
and
about
you're ready
long.
For this? I got that top of cloth. It's hanging up. In our executive offices.
Yes, it is. And we
Thank
see it every day,
so
and it always reminds us of that
yes.
supernatural blessing time. Okay, this one is from Renee, another Renee.
Got a lot of
I
Renee's
think it's a
there.
Different Renee. I sent JDM the biggest seed that I've ever sown. I sent it in the mail because I want to help Jesse reach all that he's called to do. My letter with the check, in my letter with the check, I listed what I'm expecting as my harvest. I'm expecting it this year, and I'm so excited to receive. I gave God a job to do.
Oh, man.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, girl. That's a part of it. See, that's somebody that's believing God with us. And 100% of what you send goes in the world evangelism. And I mean that sincerely. And you know, Renee, I can't thank you enough for that. You know, to me, that's not money. To me, that's obedience.
Yeah, and it's faith. And that's our theme for this year, give God a job. It's on our tumblers here. You
right.
can get those
you know, it's
well.
Amazing, you know. You know, if God gave me $100 million today, it would be gone probably in 2.5 months. It costs a lot of money to preach this gospel out there. But I tell you what, son, as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to preach this uncompromised
yeah.
word of God. And can I say this? You know, we've been preaching 48 years, never have had a financial deficit. God has been so good. We have a faithful God and faithful partners. And they gave me, but the greatest gift I've ever received in my entire ministry or my life is the gift of trust. People trust us.
That's true.
We do what we say.
That's important.
Very important. So thank you, Renee, for being a partner. If you'd like to be a partner, well, since Renee brought it up, praise God,
yeah.
I'd love for you to be one. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Just go to jdm.org. You can give that way. Hit a donate button if you want to. You can use PayPal if you'd like to do that. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want to.
Right.
Or you can go to the JDM app and select the kind of giving you want to do. Or you can do what I do, go mail in an old-fashioned donation by a check. Whatever you want to do. 100% of it will go in world evangelism. We are taking care of me and Kathy, and it is such a blessing. Yeah. Thank you, Renee.
And you've become a part of the team, which is our vision is to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time.
And I'll take you with me everywhere I go. All my partners, I take you with me. I'm not alone out there because my faithful financial partners send me, and I bring it with me in the spirit, and it's just a blessing of God.
And we're getting fruit after these three more testimonies.
Yeah, go ahead.
Patricia says, "Pastors, I have a praise report. My tests came out, and I'm cancer-free in my colon."
Praise God. Jesus. Well, cancer has a name, and everything named has to bow at the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we rejoice with you for that great
praise report. Bye-bye.
Yes. Kelly says, "Your partner is watching from Southern California. I am believing for financial increase to come into our lives."
My Lord. We're getting a lot of partner people writing it. Thank you. You're so courteous and kind. And you will receive. There is no other choice in the matter. You sow a seed, you get a harvest. Now, especially when it's in good ground. And Just in the Plans of Ministries is good ground. Yeah, notice I said the ministry. Didn't say me.
That's right.
The ministry. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
You got one more?
I got one more I want to read. You know, it's just such a blessing. Brandon says, "I just wanted to thank you in advance, Father, that you put Big Brother Jesse in my life, my main man." And then he's got like five hallelujahs. Thank you, Jesus.
I like the way this man thought, Big Brother Jesse.
Big Brother.
I'm gonna
my
be
big
a,
brother.
Oh, I mean, I'm
that
a
means
bro-
you're
I'm,
older, not so much big.
I like, I want to be 6'9". Praise God. What a blessing of
I'm
the
so
Lord.
I'm so thankful to God for all the connections that we have with people all over the world. And we just love connecting with them. You know, this last year, we went to so many different nations. We went to Switzerland. In fact, this year, we also went to Switzerland again. Mm-hmm. We went to South Africa last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, we went to Australia.
We've been all over the world.
And we're about to go where?
Where? We're going to Edinburgh, Scotland. Very soon, June the 28th. At 7:30 p.m., I'll be preaching at Christian Center Ministries. Sherry Hatton, what a blessing of God that woman is. Let me say it again. June the 28th, that's just in a couple of days.
That's a Friday night.
Yeah. At 7:30 p.m., I'll be speaking the Word of God at Christian Center Ministries right there in Edinburgh, Scotland.
I love going to that. They got that old cathedral
they use. I love Scotland. I really do. You know, and I wouldn't mind wearing them kilts, but my knees are a little bony.
I don't want to. I got a visual. I can't. You would never. You might be comfortable in that.
I don't know.
Because you like to wear shorts all the time.
I wear shorts. I like to wear shorts.
In the summertime.
But I've never worn a skirt. I don't think so, you know. But I love that.
That's their culture. It's their culture.
I love that fabric. Those plaid fabrics, they're so beautiful there in Scotland. Would you come visit us?
Yeah.
Christian Center Ministries, June the 28th. This coming up in a few days at 7:30 p.m., I'll be speaking there. Mm-hmm. Also, on June the 30th, while I'm there, I'm going to fly over to London, England, and I'll be preaching at Harvest Church at 11 a.m.
June the 30th, that's a Sunday morning.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. At 11 a.m., Harvest Church. You know, this just came up, and we decided to put it in the schedule because I had talked to one of my directors that, you know, I need to go back to the U.K. Hadn't been there in a while
or something.
It's
a quick trip right before our Visionary Conference, after that.
I mean, as soon as I finish preaching, boom, I point that plane straight back to New Orleans, and our Visionary Conference is Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., Friday morning at 10 a.m., July the 12th, and Friday night at 7 p.m. Registration and admission are free. Also, we'll be live streaming all three services. If you want to know more about that, go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. But it's so wonderful. Well, there's such a corporate anointing when you're physically in that building. Well, I want to say the thing again. Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Jesse the Planet's International Headquarters building.
Where it's at.
Destrehan is a suburb of New Orleans. And if you want to understand the thing, it's about 6 miles from the airport. You got New Orleans, then you have Metairie. Then you have Kenner, then you have Destrehan. And I mean, it's 6 miles.
And the airport's kind of in Kenner area.
Yeah, Kenner, and
so
6 miles
close.
Away. And that's Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. You'll be blessed. Let me say it again. Thursday nights, July the 11th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. that night. Yeah. Registration and admission are free. You know, I love saying that because we don't charge people to come to church. You know, no, I'm not being critical of anybody. If they want to charge for anything, that's fine. That's them. We just don't do that. You know why? Because we love to live by faith, and we live wonderful because the faith of God is so powerful. We'll also be live streaming all three services. And I'm so glad we're able to do that. But I want you to believe God, like one of the testimonies said, they want to come. Mm-hmm. I want you to believe God to come, and it would be such a blessing. Want to know more information on all those things? Go to jdm.org, and you'll get it all right there. Well, Kathy, are you ready to speak a little bit about what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, though.
Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4.
I did know we were going to Ephesians. I'm already there.
You're already there. You know, I want to talk about the church. What makes a church? Why is the church so busy? Why some churches really blossom and others don't? I think that's a reasonable question.
That's a long title.
It's not a title. I'm just talking about a subject I want to speak about.
Okay.
In Ephesians chapter 4, I want to start reading first with verse 1. He says, this is Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. So you see, you are called. We have something called the executive branch of God's government. I want to go all the way down to verse 11. And he gave some. He didn't give all. A traveling preacher may not be any of these. He's just traveling. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Then the question, why? Mm. Why do we need this in the church? For the perfecting or the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Who is the body of Christ? You are. Mm. So you need to be edified. Why? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. It didn't say the unity of doctrine. It said the unity of the faith. What is the faith? The faith is Christ. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. You got to know who he is. Unto a perfect or matured man, a person, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, why I keep reading? Because I hadn't got to the end of the sentence yet. Then that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Then I got one more verse, because that's not the end of the sentence in the King James. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. It's all going down to the little word called increase. Mm. Edifying. Mm. And he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, but there's some denominations don't believe in that apostles of today or prophets. They just believe in teachers, evangelists, teachers, and, pastors. See, if all you ever taught, all you ever received, and I'm going to make somebody mad here, just from a pastor, something's wrong. You got to have the apostle working, the prophet working, the evangelist working. First, the evangelist, you wouldn't have a church without an evangelist, because he or she goes out there and gets people born again. Pastors and teachers. See, sometimes we become, quote, oh, I'm going to make somebody mad on this. And I believe in the pastor. You're a pastor. But see, if all we do is just use one gift, then that church is hindered. You won't grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. You won't be perfected the way God wants you to be perfected or matured so that you can grow up to the fullness of the stature of Christ.
Right.
Now, see, he gave some. There are a lot of traveling ministries out there. They're not apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, or teachers. They may sound like they are. There's some people that know how to sing, but that doesn't make them a worship leader. There's some people prophesy, but that doesn't make them a prophet. There's some people travel all over saying they're an evangelist, but nothing ever comes from their ministry. Then there's some pastors who couldn't get a church to grow to save their life. Then there's some teachers teaching the wrong thing and you flip-flop back and forth in the different heresies and doctrinal things that you shouldn't be. The key to a lot of this is that you come together in the unity of the faith. And when you understand what the faith is, that's why I believe that I'm a faith person, because the faith is what gets you there. The faith is what brings you there. The faith is what creates everything. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, see, you just thought a church was Sunday morning, Sunday night, and maybe Wednesday night, or maybe just Sunday morning. No, no, it's more than that. What do you think about that, Kathy?
A lot of people think of church as just a social club, you know, and it's just something that they do, but it's much more than that. You're talking about the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
I think many people call it the executive branch
That's
of God's
me.
Government.
Yeah.
I've heard you say that many times, and it's so important. And God gave this gift, these gifts to the church so that we'd be edified. And while you were reading the scripture, I looked up the definition of the word edifying, and it means providing moral or intellectual instruction.
Providing what?
Moral.
Stop. Morals.
Moral.
You mean we should have morals in the church?
Yeah, and they need to be instructed on what does the Bible say about your morals?
Look what's happening now. Look what everybody's hearing lately. Where's the morals in the ministries? Where are the morals that ministers are supposed to have? How can ministers commit adultery, fornication? How can that be? And yet, people say...
Or child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. How can priests...
Or ministers.
Or ministers of the gospel, try to touch children and babies and little girls or little boys or whatever.
Inappropriately.
Watch this. And yet, people think they're so successful because it grew big. Why did it grow big? Satan don't like to take out just one person. He'll hold and let people be drawn, and he'll use personalities. And, you know, principalities work through personalities. Well, I'm getting into something heavy here. Until he gets it big, and then, bam, it hits. And that's happening even as we speak. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you do that? Well, I can't judge a person's heart, a soul into heaven or hell. But if you are preaching this glorious gospel, and you have hidden secrets in terms of sin, you should get out the ministry.
And live, doing
and listen,
immoral
and repent,
things.
And bless God. Don't be waiting to try to go back in. If God wants that to happen, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Just live your life. Make heaven your home. Because what happens is you destroy a lot of people's trust. You destroy a lot of people. And a lot of people won't even come back to church. And not only will you be held accountable for what you did, you'll be accountable by God for those that didn't make heaven their home because of your foolishness, spiritual, physical, or financial. Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree.
I know that's a hard thing to say, but you know, God's cleaning house. I had someone ask me that last night. Man, what's happening in the church? God's cleaning house. You know, and what did you get rid of the dirt. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, people are always will fight someone. And, you know, people, rumors are not realities. Then somebody will start a rumor to try to hurt somebody and things of that nature, and they say that's a false prophet. First of all, Pete, you don't know what a false prophet is to save your life. Most people don't even know what that is. You see what I'm saying? They think if they mispronounce something in the Bible, they're false or whatever. And that's just simply not true. You know, and you're not taking the Word of God at face value. Yes, I am. You know, it's like one thing. Let me just get on this part. You got some pastors. Well, you know, women should be silent in the church. Women should not be pastors. Have you heard that before? That women, Paul said women should be silent in the church. But then why you let them sing? Why you have women on the platform singing? What is singing? What is worship? It's a message in melody. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. What's your problem? You see what I'm trying to say? Well, the Apostle Paul also talked about Aquila and Priscilla, also about Phoebe. He had people around him all that were doing the work of the ministry, that were in churches and had pastoral positions and things. What about Philip's daughters that prophesied? That's called preaching. Well, you can't preach if you can't talk, if you're silent. You see, does that make any sense? You see what I'm trying to say? But people are not very, they're not responsible spiritually. They have great intellect. I hear people talking that kind of stuff. They're intellectually smart. They may study the script and know Greek and Hebrew and everything, and that's all good. I'm not knocking that. But they're not responsible in spirit. They bring more division than they bring togetherness and total reality.
That's good.
And try to shut down someone's ministry. Now, when he said he gave some apostles, did he say male? Did he? How about prophets? Did he say male? Evangelists, did he say male? Pastors, did he say male? Teachers, answer the question. Did he say male? No.
No.
He said he gave some apostles. That's male, female. Apostles, prophets, male, female. My God, I'm starting to preach here. Evangelists, male, female. Pastors, male, female. My God, man. Teachers, male, female. He's the one that chooses that. Not your opinion or what you think Paul was thinking when he wrote that. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about the Apostle Paul. He needed them women. Let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. He needed Mary Magdalene. He needed the women that were around him.
And, you know, Jesse.
And he was a moral person.
Totally.
There was a movie many years ago that it was sickening, The Last Temptations of Christ, and stupidity, you know, trying to say he was this and that. No, he was the son of the living God. And you that have propagated that kind of crazy stuff, if you're not born again, you're going to stand in judgment for that. Remember these words. The anointing's on me here. Remember these words. Oh, what you say, you're going to pay. What you plant, you are going to harvest. So he gave some. So it makes no difference to me if a female apostle comes up or a female evangelist, a pastor, a prophet. What's wrong with that? Say what the Lord says. That's what I want. Go ahead,
Kathy.
I love
that. I was just thinking about the day of Pentecost, how Jesus had given them instructions to go and wait and tarry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit to come and for the gift of the promise of the fathers, what he told them. And that 120 in that upper room were not just men. There were men and women in there. The Bible clearly says that it was men and women. And all of them were baptized with the Holy Spirit. All of them spoke in tongues. And the Bible tells us what they said. They were speaking and declaring the wonders of God. And
people in the
city that were gathered there from all those nations, I think it was 16 nations that were named there, they heard about the wonderful works of God through these men and women.
Yeah.
And they were proclaiming, which was preaching. They were preaching through the unction of the Holy Spirit. And so who are we to question who the Holy Spirit wants to use?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit can use someone of any age, of any background, any ethnic color. You know, there were times where people wouldn't even listen to any other person of another race preach the gospel.
Yes.
God is raising up people from all races to preach the good news, especially in these last days. The word of God must be proclaimed throughout the whole earth.
You know, Kathy, you just said that. I thought about that wonderful man, William Seymour, at the Azusa Street Revival.
Exactly.
When the Holy Ghost fell, I think it was Parnham, it fell in his meeting, and they wouldn't let William Seymour come inside the church. He had to sit outside in the hall because he was black.
Yet God used him to usher in that refreshing, that refilling
the flowing of the Holy Ghost
again,
all over the world.
Again, that was sort of dormant in that area during that time.
If you'd have been born in 1905, not born, but living in 1905, 1907 as a man, in 1908, 1909, my God, you wouldn't let a black man preach in there. Now, the Church of God started out all churches. It was white and black. Then something happened. People wanted to, they segregated the church to make it a white church and a black church. It's sad. My God, William Seymour was one of the greatest men God ever used. And God, I mean, just the world came to Azusa, came to California to hear about this great outpouring. I don't think God ever mentioned his color because he has no color. You know, one man told me one time, Jesse, he said, you know, you white. I'm going to show you something. I ain't white. That's white. Look at that. Do I look white? What color is this? This is white. Look at my hair. Now, that's close. That's white. See how stupid that is? Yet you got some people, you know, oh, God, women should be silent in the church. Well, then, do you think Peter ran up, grabbed Mary's mouth and put his hand over my mouth? Don't say it because you got to be silent. No, I don't think so. How stupid. the church has apostles, should have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers working and functioning in it. Then they also call diversities or ministries of helps. It takes a lot to do God's work in every way, shape, and form. It does. You know, a lot of people don't think that. They just show up and they expect the door to be open, but they don't realize that some ministry of helps was there before to unlock that door so you could get in. And you go into church and it's clean. There was somebody there before that was cleaning, vacuuming, making sure the pews or the chairs, whatever you have in your sanctuary, is clean. It's amazing how much it takes. And you know, all that helps, but it's the preaching of the word that is the greatest. And I don't care if it comes from a man or a woman. Why? Because it perfects or matures and it edifies. You know, if we get so much word in us, that immorality won't fit. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It can't fit. You can actually get so much that sin won't fit. And yet, hadn't the church spoke the greatest lie that you sin every day? That is simply not true. Mm. We have all sinned. I will agree with that. But we're not all sinners. Now, let me explain this so you can understand. Why do you believe in prosperity? Because I've been hit by that. They call me a false prophet. They call me a heresy. Let me show you why. Let me just help you. I just accepted what Jesus said instead of your opinion. But let me show you something. When God created this planet, right? In the Garden of Eden, there was gold on top of the ground, right? Everything was prepared for man. Why can you believe that's yours? Because when he created the planet, there were no sinners. He created it for his children. Why can't you have what God, your creator, gives you? You see, then the church said, well, you can't have that. You're going to get greedy. You know you're not greedy. There are some people that be greedy. There's some poor people that are greedy. I know some of the richest people, I mean rich, are not greedy at all. Some of them, you never know they got that much. They're just so kind and courteous. See, so when I walk into a church, I've had some people say, hey, you going up there to go preach in that big black church? And I go, why'd you say that? I'm going and preach in that church. I don't care what color you are or nationality or creed. I come to minister, to edify, to perfect or to mature because I'm in that fivefold ministry. You see what I'm saying? And any one of those fivefold ministries can work in either one. A pastor at times can you do apostolic work. An apostle at times can pastor. An evangelist at times prophesies. A prophet sometimes can evangelize. A pastor and teacher, they can teach and preach and we're all working together. And Jesus worked on all five of them, you know, for the perfecting, the maturing of the saint. It's such a wonderful thing, you know, and it to understand what that means. I've seen some people say, man, Brother Jesse, how do you do those things? Well, I've been around the fivefold ministry, and I've learned. And there's another scripture said he has given us the tongue of the learned.
It's in Isaiah, right.
Isn't that a wonderful statement? Go ahead, jump in here, Kathy, anytime you want to talk about something.
I love that. And I love when you were talking about Brother Seymour. That was at what they call it, Azusa Street Revival.
Right,
that was
in
going
California,
on. And that was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it reminded me of someone that I researched and heard about in I think it was a couple of years ago, so I was looking for it while you were talking. Have you ever heard of Elder Lucy?
Yes,
Elder Lucy had a church. She passed away in 1952, and she had over 60,000 people that came to show her respects at her funeral, and it was the largest funeral in Chicago history. She became a pastor there in Chicago, and she was the first black woman to build and pastor a mega church in Chicago. Can I read a few details about her life? She saw an estimated...
Wait, before you do, you that don't believe in women, that women should be silent, listen to this.
And not only that, you know, we talked about Pastor Seymour, Brother Seymour, which was a black man. It was even harder for a woman, let alone a black woman, to rise to this level of honor because God was moving in her life. She was a great pastor. She says she was born in a little, she saw an estimated 200,000 miracles and healings in her ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Lucy was born in a little one-room log cabin in 1875 where she and five siblings were raised solely by their mother. See, so she had a difficult upbringing.
Yes.
It says she gave her life to the Lord at the age of 12 and began school for the first time in her life when she was 13. She went on to marry and have 9 children, but she was abandoned by her husband. So here it is. She's a single woman,
good
abandoned,
God.
All these children, and decided to move to Chicago in 1910. After being in the city for a couple of years, Elder Lucy joined a predominantly white Pentecostal church called Stone Church, so she wasn't prejudiced.
Right.
She joined that, just went where God was leading her, I'm sure. Since it was known for its incredible healing services, and it was in this atmosphere of miracles where she received her personal calling into the divine healing ministry. So the atmosphere where you grow up spiritually is so important. That's why when Jesse's talking about the fivefold ministry, how important that is to see the gifts of the Spirit around you during that beautiful time where you're growing in the Lord is so important. So if you're around people who are critical of those gifts, get out of there. Find a place where they believe the whole
Word
of God.
Say that again, Mama.
Get out of there.
I like
now,
that.
Don't just walk out, run.
I think that was a prophecy right there. Get out of there.
But then it says, Lucy began a one-room prayer meeting in her own house with only 2 people. And the meeting grew quickly as many were being healed and baptized with the Holy Ghost. 3 years later, they moved out to a larger facility, and after 10 years, in 1926, she built a $65,000 church equivalent to $1 million today. And by the 1930s, she had nearly 5,000 members in that church. She said that the healing services were the reason for such growth. The greatest encouragement from Elder Lucy Smith was just be yourself. She would at times calmly walk and move around as she preached or ministered. But when she prayed for the sick, all manners of sickness and disease would be healed. She was popular with the people of all classes and color who would come from near and far. This just reminded me when I'm reading this, how similar this is to Pastor Nancy Dufresne, who just was at the church.
Yeah.
And she had a calmness about her, but we had notable miracles in the church on Sunday.
Blessed.
So powerful. And then it continues on and says, just a little bit more. Lucy died, I read this part already, on June the 18th, 1952, and over 60,000 people came to show their respects. It was the largest funeral in Chicago history.
You know, Kathy, think if she wouldn't have ever said anything.
That's right.
How many people would
have been
healed?
If she'd have listened to all those voices that said, oh, you're just a woman.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're just you've been abandoned by your husband.
Oh, you're a black woman.
You're not educated enough.
Good God.
But she listened to the Holy Ghost instead. And listen to this last little statement. Lucy Smith is a primary example of what tremendous exploits God can do with a simple, yielded vessel. She didn't try to be more than she was. She simply knew what she was called to do, and she stuck to it.
Now, there you go. He gave some, and one of them was named Elder Lucy.
Elder Lucy.
See?
I can't wait to meet Lucy in heaven.
Yeah, that's going to be a blessing of God.
Yeah, I Googled this and found a lot of this information.
Ooh, what a blessing
precious.
Of the Lord. Did you learn something today? I hope you did. You know, I'm telling you, because this is so powerful. So the church that you go to, you know,
it's important.
It's very, very important where you go to church so you can grow, not just be counted as a member or given an offering in the plate, which is fine. That's okay. But to grow, you know, if Jesus, I will grow in the knowledge of the truth until the day I die or by the way of the rapture. Either way, anyway, I'll learn something the day that I go home to be with the Lord or in the rapture of the church. Now, you know, I know some people don't believe in the rapture. Well, that's okay. That's your business. Eh? Come together in the unity of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's in here.
Amen.
You see, and when you know it, son, then you act on it.
Right.
Thank you for listening to us today. We want you to meditate and concentrate on that, and you'll be blessed by it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I believe you've been edified.
And amen.
That edified word, remember, it provides moral and intellectual instruction. I think
praise
we've given both today.
So let's pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, everyone that's viewing this boardroom chat, I ask you to bless them spiritually, physically, yes. and financially. Open their ears to hear what me and Kathy were talking about. And that we're not trying to be critical of people, but truthful.
Thank you,
Lord, that you call. You the one that sets those gifts in order,
yes.
in place, in time, male or female. It
Amen.
Doesn't make any difference.
Yes.
You know, Lord, and I just thank you for it and call it done. And I ask you to bless the people today. Open their ears to hear the word of the living God.
Amen.
I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. See y'all next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.